Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We made it to Friday in one piece, at least Laura did. It's
amazing that I have.
6:15, good
story
morning.
Story time.
Yeah, we got so many stories, especially on foggy days when people just get weird. Number one, guys, don't use your high beams.
No.
Didn't you learn that when you took your driver's test? When you use your high beams in fog, your light goes out and it bounces back in your face because it's foggy.
It reflects the cloud of the fog more.
All right.
Yes.
There you go.
It whiter.
Get yourself some fog lights.
Or just your normal regular lights. Headlights.
Yeah.
And drive slightly slower. Honestly, give yourself a little bit more time.
So how do you tell your story that you just told me in 10 words or less? Because it was very descriptive, but I don't know if we have time.
No, we probably
don't. You were coming to work, and what happened to the person in front of you?
Came up the hill upon a car stopped in the middle of the road.
And they stayed
cockeyed,
there.
And they stayed there.
Well,
this is what I think. I think a big animal jumped out in front of them and they freaked, so they froze up.
I don't know.
Some people do that.
I always worry, like, maybe, God forbid somebody had a medical emergency. Like,
well,
that's what I think
you do
about.
Think of that.
But then my brain goes to, like, what my father and my husband say, Laura, you are a female alone, very, very early in the morning in the dark.
In the middle of Bodunk,
yes.
PA.
Keep driving.
So just keep going.
That's probably the best advice you can get.
Yes.
Don't try to be a hero.
There it is.
So today I'm rolling down the driveway like I do every morning at about 5 a.m., 5:05,
yeah.
And I'm not paying attention because it's your driveway. You're used to it. Come around the bend right by the mailbox, and there's a giant deer standing there. He was huge, and he looks at me like, hey, good morning.
Was it a big buck?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, hey, first of all, you know, when you work up here in Blue Hill, you're never used to seeing one deer. There's always 12 of them or something.
Yes.
So I'm like, hey, bud, you lost? So, you know, I had almost the same thought that you had as a woman in the middle of nowhere. Should I get out and help him? No, I never had that thought.
I would not have had that same patience if that happened to me.
Oh,
well,
okay, yeah,
there you go.
Okay.
Here
we
goes
need,
Matt. He's getting crazy
with
already.
The wildlife. Just allow the wildlife to cross slowly in front of you.
Let them live.
I said, hey,
Matt.
Come on, let's go.
Matthew, let them live.
In my situation, though, I want to let the person live in the car that's parked in the middle of the road,
oh, yes,
cockeyed.
Well, yeah,
that's
right.
That's dangerous. So if you got scared by an animal, but I pulled around,
right,
and they were still sitting
well,
there.
Well, they were still trying to get, they were probably changing their pants. It was a traumatic experience. For me, it was more like I rolled down the window and I said, hey, you the one eating the azalea bush? He goes,
right,
yeah,
yes.
I'm helping myself.
That's me.
So I said, okay, that's good. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's weird. People, and I feel sorry for that person who stopped in the middle
yes,
of the road.
Whether
should
they
we send Mark Lawrence down
yes.
to check him out?
Well,
he's got a truck full of
right.
guns.
Okay,
he's gonna
so
be
we're
okay.
talking. We're talking about what's up. What's up with the new park job? We're going to talk about that with the truck on this side now.
He does feel he has executive privilege, Mark.
Yeah, he did change it up on me.
Yeah,
like
he
all of a sudden.
Yeah,
he's not
the last
in front
several weeks
on the
now.
Corner.
What?
Yeah,
No,
this is the first morning.
I always think, what's worse, somebody who parks in the same spot every day, like we do?
We do.
Or somebody who just feels like they can park anywhere. Like, oh, what is worse?
He just messed up my mojo.
There you go.
Oh, Tom's farther over.
Yeah.
Tom's not. Because you parked like right there and then me next.
He parked in my spot.
He did. I know. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, and it always confuses me. As the lights flicker here once again at the studio. It always confuses me because I always park in the front now. And then when I go to, we're always the first ones in. So I go to turn the key. I never know if I have to get ready to shut the alarm off or not. So it's always a confusing time for me.
Well, these are our problems and the audience doesn't need to hear them.
He's messing with our mojo.
He is.
Okay.
You know what? Let's check out the back door, though, to see if that person is still parked outside.
Yeah,
like, in the middle of the road.
Because
you'll be able to see their high beams.
In the meantime, I'll check my azalea bush when I get home. And everything's good.
It's probably gone.
I think you might be a little disappointed.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Come to Elite Feet and tackle your running shoe problems. You won't encounter interference at Elite Feet, so you'll be
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I only want to be with you on Friday, or any other day for that much. It's all about Friday. It's all about sports this weekend. Before we even get into Friday Night Lights, before we even start with that and what clothing we're wearing today, last night, another spot was filled in baseball.
Brinkley with a drive. Deep right field. 5-1 Houston.
That was earlier in the game.
The 3-1 to Altuve.
Altuve!
Takes this one. Back to back.
because I like saying his name.
Third of the series,
Jose Altuve. The Houston Astros beat the Tampa Rays last night, so now the card has been filled. The Astros will now play the Yankees.
Bring on the Astros, baby.
Oh, God. But he's got Eagles gear on today.
It's a football Friday, and they don't play till tomorrow.
All right, that's good.
There you go.
And the St. Louis Cardinals will be playing the Nationals in the National League.
I'm wearing my Cardinals gear.
Oh, is that what it is?
No.
It looks like a 94KX shirt.
I was about to say, yeah, that doesn't look like the Cardinals.
You know, who's in violation today, Matt? Let's think.
Oh, yeah, she is definitely in violation
today. It's football Friday. She is not
wearing...
No ND. No Penn State, no ND, yeah. No Bucknell, no nothing.
Listen, okay, I didn't want to talk about this on air.
Uh-oh, okay,
I need to do laundry.
Oh!
Ew. Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Okay. The SoCo stuff was worn earlier in the week, coaching. Uh-huh. The ND stuff was worn last Friday. The Bucknell stuff was worn earlier in the week. If you notice, I did wear my Bucknell.
So, none of us believe
and
you.
And on Saturday.
Okay.
No, I only have so many clothes.
Actually, I kind of feel you there.
Coming up next hour, your chance to go to Laura's house and do her laundry.
Yes, please.
Listen to me, caller 9.
Can that become a contest? Because laundry is the one household. We talked about this.
Yes,
I hate
have. You
laundry.
Do not like it.
I will clean anyone's bathroom in Central Pennsylvania in exchange for someone to come and literally wash, dry, fold, put away my laundry.
We'll work on it as a contest.
It'd be great.
I mean, Melissa's working on it right now. She's back there in her office. She's going to get it done. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Congratulations.
I'll throw in vacuuming and dusting.
There it is. Your chance to win coming up.
Hey there, Susquehanna Valley. You
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Aaron Carter claims he has a 12-year-old son he hasn't met. In response, the son said, my idea.
This interesting has come out that the fountain in the opening credits for the show Friends also appeared in the film Hocus Pocus.
Ooh.
Though the fountain still says that what it really wants to do is direct.
Oh. X, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:46. Happy Friday. We're a little out of control already. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen by Flashback Friday.
It's funny because the Wise Markets ladies put it best. So they normally see us on a Wednesday and we're still kind of like...
Because we're painting it pink, yep. Wednesdays are taken up. So they came
in
yesterday.
They came on a Thursday. And on Thursdays, we're like ramping it up a little bit more.
You know what? They said that and I didn't realize it until they said, you guys are a little crazier today.
Yeah.
We're like, what?
I feel like it's like Monday. We're like, hey, it's Monday. Tuesday, we're like, all right, cool. Try it Tuesday unless I force you to eat something gross.
Yeah, that.
Wednesdays, we're like, all right, now we're grooving. And then Thursdays, we're like, one more day. One more day. And then Friday, we're like, Flashback Friday. Let's do this.
Let's just go crazy. So, hey,
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. No,
I'm not. The Ford Fun Line is open. It's always open with Tom and Laura, but on a Friday, you get to request something unusual. And if you do, you'll get a special bonus today. You'll get a chance to go to Laura's house and do her laundry.
Yes,
that
you will.
Grand prize winner will be announced later today.
But hey, tradesies. It's not like I'm going to not do something for this hypothetical winner. I will dust, I will vacuum, I will even clean the bathroom. But you have to supply the gloves.
Because you need to wear gloves in a stranger's house when scrubbing their toilet.
Yeah, because it's also cold and flu season. So, like, you know, glove up.
All right, there it goes. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of good things come to those who wait and a great prize attached. Did you hear about the dude that broke a record for going to the television show The Price is Right 180 times?
I did not hear about him.
All right, first of all, that's a little whacked. But second of all, they noticed it. And not only did they say, come on down, they just prized him.
Resendo just today broke the record for the most tapings attended. It's his 180th taping. You've been on with Bob, and now you're on with me. Congratulations, buddy. Nice to have you here. George, what do we got for him?
This had to be worth the wait. It's a new car!
They gave the guy a car!
What?
Good luck, buddy. You got it.
They gave the dude a car for coming to 100 tapings of The Price is Right.
That is amazing.
Now, it's a little embarrassing to us here at 94KX because we have people that listen to us consecutively every day.
Mm-hmm. We do.
What do? I guess
we call Shoney.
We call Shoney.
Hi, this is Bob Shoney, general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45.
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Flashback Friday is next, like we were saying. Go ahead. Use social media if you want. The text club, you guys are always welcome. But more importantly, I think, if not just as equally important, is the Ford Fun Line. We love talking to you.
We do. Either give us a call or shoot us a text, 49330, or Facebook message. It's all good in the hood.
You better believe it. It's a Flashback Friday. Hey, Laura, we'll flashback now. Remember we showed that video of the little girl that was upset because she couldn't go to the royal wedding?
Yes.
Remember that viral video?
Yes.
I don't know what. I mean, I love kids' videos and pets' videos.
So do I.
All right? Other than that, if you put your stupid stuff on social media, I'm not going to comment. I'm not even going to like it. I'm just going to move on. But if it's a kid or a dog or something, it makes me laugh. A new one is going viral. An 8-year-old girl who starts crying to her mom because she can't find a husband.
Aww.
And she's 8 years old. Now, she obviously doesn't quite understand what's going on. She's probably a couple hours beyond needing a nap.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this stuff.
I don't know where to find what.
I just don't know where to find a husband.
A what?
A husband. A husband? I just don't know where to find one.
But you don't need a husband to be happy.
Because I don't want to be alone.
You don't want to be alone?
She doesn't
want
to be alone. No. She's 8 years old.
You won't be alone, okay? Husband or not.
You're going to be okay. That's just a great video, but doesn't it make you feel bad?
Yes.
Someone's thinking way far ahead.
Poor thing.
See, I don't think she is. I think she's just tired, and she probably saw something on TV.
And doesn't understand, like, the full meaning of the word.
And she's thinking it could happen to her.
Yes.
It's, wow. But, you know, the reason why I play that is, Matt, the poor little girl, I mean, she does, listen carefully again. She does kind of sound like Laura when she doesn't get what she wants. Now listen. Laura, what's the matter?
I just don't know.
What's the matter, Laura? What? Your laptop isn't booting up?
Yes.
Wait, what?
So true.
The website won't work.
We need a sound drop of that ASAP.
What about the Wi-Fi, Laura?
It's not loading.
It's not cooperating with internet.
Why? Who has to do laundry?
I have to do laundry. These are all first world problems.
There it
is. Husband, laundry, or Wi-Fi. First world problems.
News is next.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With this unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to 2 segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier.
Making margaritas first thing in the morning.
Should we start?
Yes, let's start.
Hey, it's a new day.
Fridays are my favorite days.
Love it. Love everything about it.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
G-I-F.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, I get it.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Let's start the show.
Yeah, it's called Flashback Friday. Your request on the toll-free line. We're kind of having an unofficial dance party here.
We are.
Because we all kind of like watching News Guy Matt dance. Can we secretly set up a camera and get him on the...
He's a phenomenal dancer.
He's had a lot of theater experience.
He has. He's a great dancer.
It either looks really good or it looks really cheesy. There's like no in between.
We love it. But isn't that all white people dancing?
That's every wedding reception you've ever gone to in Central PA.
Like
drunk Uncle Larry up front, just cutting it loose.
It either looks super phenomenal.
Or it's just a
awful
lot of
and
jiggle.
Cheesy. Yeah. Yeah.
There you have it.
I feel like that's amazing, though. I love that.
We're definitely in a party
mode. I love
mode.
To dance, and I feel like sometimes I'm killing it.
And sometimes you're just being a white woman in the coal region.
Yep.
There it is.
There it is.
It's okay. We're having a party here. We need your request. Speaking of party, somebody wasn't invited. Where's Murphy today, dude?
Oh.
Or is this going to make you cry? I mean,
No.
It's Friday. Murphy should be in the studio with this.
So, Murph.
The morning show dog.
Murphy the morning show dog. Long story short, may or may not have took a nosedive into some deer poop this morning.
What? Oh, you mean when dogs roll and stuff?
Uh-huh. So I get up, we go outside, we go for our first walk, Murphy and MacGyver, we come back, we have our morning routine, but then he always goes out a second time because he needs that
to take care of
that
himself.
That second opportunity but after
MacGyver's usually the bad boy, Murphy's good, that's why he's the morning show dog.
MacGyver actually was snoozing with his daddy this morning.
So there was no role reversal.
So there was no role reversal.
He missed the deer poop party.
I feel like he would have been in on the deer poop party.
That's what I mean. He missed
Murphy
the party.
Came back in. I was like, okay, buddy, let's get in the car. I put him in the car. And I'm like, what is that smell?
Are you kidding? So he made it to the car.
He made it to the car. I was like, what is that smell? And I turn on the light and I'm like sniffing, doing that. And I'm like, oh my God. So I quick click the leash on him. I'm like, come on, buddy, come on. I take him back inside. I turn on all the lights and I'm like, oh, and it was smeared.
Oh, stuck okay, that's
in
enough.
His collar,
yeah, all right, we get it. We get it.
So I baby wiped him off. But I didn't have time to give him a bath or anything.
So you just put him back in the house?
I put him back in the crate.
And your husband is asleep?
He's still snoozing. And I texted him.
He's
going to
wake up.
I gave him a heads up.
Okay, he's going to wake up to the smell of Bambi poop.
I have not heard from him.
Of course not.
What else? I couldn't be late. What else was I supposed to do?
Happy Friday, Keith.
Sorry, Keith.
You boy.
New favorite.
94KX and Flashback Friday. She's hyperactive when she starts to dance. That's not about News Guy Matt. That's about Central PA people. You can't even call it dancing. I don't know what we call it. It's just like people just cutting loose. And everybody needs a drunk Uncle Larry at their wedding reception.
Yes, they do.
That's all
yes,
I'm
they
saying.
Do.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing a really terrific documentary called Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice. I saw this movie like a month ago.
Yeah?
And you know, I've always liked Linda Ronstadt, always appreciated her, but my appreciation for her grew after I saw this movie. Really good stuff.
She's amazing.
She is, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So Linda Ronstadt, Sound of My Voice, now playing at the Campus Theater. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. We have four new movies opening today. Starting off, yeah, I know, it's a hot weekend. Starting off with Gemini Man, Will Smith plays an over-the-hill hitman who faces off against a younger clone of himself. And this movie is being presented in high frame rate 3D. That's the first time we've ever had a high frame rate 3D movie screen.
And that means?
Locally. It means that the resolution is about twice what you would normally get. It gives you a more immersive picture. Kind of looks a little bit like motion smoothing on your TV, I'm told.
Okay.
I've never seen a movie in this format, although I am seeing it today. But that's what I've been told to expect from high frame rate.
All right, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. So Gemini Man opens today. Also coming out is The Addams Family, an animated version of Charles Addams' series of cartoons about a peculiar... Man, I can't even say that word.
Just say creepy and spooky, kooky.
Yeah, kooky, spooky, gooky, all of that.
Yeah, all that.
Ghoulish Family, Oscar Isaac and Charlize Theron providing the voices on that one. Next up, we have Jaxi. A man's cell phone virtual assistant begins to control his life in all the wrong ways. This stars Adam Devine and Rose Byrne. Now, in addition to Jaxi, we've also got Judy, in which Renee Zellweger plays Judy Garland.
Okay.
And in addition, you know, Jaxi and Judy will also be playing alongside Joker. So if you go to the movies this weekend, you're going to be very careful
Joker.
With what you say.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, be careful.
They might get your movie wrong.
So what are you going to see today? All four?
I'm going to see Gemini Man today. I'm so excited to check out the high frame rate 3D.
Cool. Okay.
And what are we talking about in this week's review?
I will review Joker.
Joker.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I have a lot to say about it.
Good.
Okay.
Good, good.
We'll hear it right before 8 o'clock, 7:30 news block on the way next. 94KX. Shoot 'em up, bang, bang. 94KX and Flashback Friday from the 80s with Scandal. Birthday buddies coming up. A big happy birthday. Now, I know we usually do musical birthdays, but this is cool. A big happy birthday to...
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
48 years old today. Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
That's kind of cool.
Super cool.
The show debuted in 1975. Tonight in 1975, it was called NBC's Saturday Night because, and this is some cool flashback trivia, at the time, Howard Cosell had a show called Saturday Night Live, so they couldn't use the title.
Oh, geez.
So the Not Ready for Primetime players were born, and they would say, live from New York, it's Saturday Night in the beginning of the show. Well, Howard's long gone, and so is his show.
Yes.
But they still say it.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night. Yeah, every time.
Isn't that cool?
Love it.
So
it's
called Saturday Night Live, but they still say that.
There's some good trivia.
Happy 48th birthday to Saturday Night Live.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I have a special musical
yes.
thing to do with birthday buddies.
Oh, go. God.
Are you ready?
Can I get this pain over with,
please? No, just turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down a little bit.
Oh, we have to get... Okay.
Matt's going
to
help me. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Ready.
We've got the birthday parties. Bang, bang. With Tom and Laura.
I love it. I thought when you said musical, you were going to do some kind of Broadway show. No. I was a little scared.
You're such a hater.
That was amazing.
Actually, we've got the birthday buddies
every day.
With Tom and Laura.
That was amazing. Thank you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Allison Drumheller from Sealand's Grove.
You genuinely meant that.
Allison Drumheller, Sealand's Grove, 44 years old today.
Cindy Wolf from Donaldson, Pennsylvania, is 39.
Jeremy Trump from Bloomsburg is 38. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Trump. Happy birthday to Allison Embeck. She's 18 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Don Blewett from Bloomsburg, 37.
Paula Snook from Middleburg is 63. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Amy Jo Porter from Sunbury. She's 41 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Denise Krause, 51.
Philip Campbell from Sunbury is 46. He is the director of the Lackawanna Center in Sunbury. Happy birthday, Phil.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday. Bambi Wagner, Beavertown, is 57 today.
Denise Treister from Richfield is 59.
Sandy Troxel from Norrie is 56. Happy birthday.
This one, I just don't know.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. Happy birthday to Billy Joel Trumper.
Okay.
From Cap Heights. He's 39. That's a name.
That's a good name.
That is an interesting name.
Yep, there you go. Billy Joel Trumper.
Donald Seawold from Mifflinburg is 57 today.
Shawnee Perchinsky from Sunbury is 27. Happy birthday.
From Sunbury, Cindy Raymer is 57. Happy birthday.
James Scoviak is 57.
Sylvia Franklin from Lewistown is 34. Happy birthday.
On the Text Club, 11th birthday for Ava Akins. Happy birthday!
From Facebook, Wyatt Roush from Beavertown, 9 years old today, going into third grade at West Snyder Elementary.
Yay!
Hey, happy birthday,
Enjoy
everybody.
Third grade. Nick Stahl from Sunbury is 31 today. Happy birthday, Nick.
Sixth grader at Mifflinburg Middle School, Brianna Bussler, is 12 today.
Wow.
And then we have a very special request from our very own Chad Hirschberger.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
His wife's birthday is this weekend. It's on Sunday.
Happy birthday,
nice.
Mrs.
Happy
Chad.
Birthday.
He
yes.
wants a shout out.
Uh-huh.
And to remind everyone that she's 45.
Oh, Chad.
Sarah Hirschberger of Mifflinburg will be 45 on Sunday. Your husband's awesome, Sarah. A very happy birthday to you.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always call us, text us, or Facebook message us. Each and every weekday morning, we've got the birthday buddies every day with Tom and Laura.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by...
Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Here are two things I totally did not expect to say. One, I absolutely hated Joker. And two, Joaquin Phoenix is terrible in it. The movie is a revisionist take on the popular Batman villain. Phoenix plays a clown for hire with mental health issues. He's worn down by his job, his life, and his inability to become a successful comedian like his idol, a late-night talk show host played by Robert De Niro. And yes, the fact that De Niro plays a Johnny Carson-like comedian is a perfect indication of how misguided this movie is. With these frustrations in place, Phoenix makes himself into an evil clown and goes on a murderous rampage. Two huge problems are at the heart of Joker's badness. First, the movie incessantly rips off two of Martin Scorsese's best films, The King of Comedy and Taxi Driver, both of which starred Robert De Niro.
He's talking to me?
Yeah, this probably... I wanted to see that movie like right in the middle of this one. That's how bad this is. This probably goes without saying, but The Hangover director Todd Phillips is no Martin Scorsese. Then there's Phoenix's performance. He's a famous method actor, so his approach to playing a mentally deranged character is to be as crazy as possible at all times. Big chunks of the movie are nothing but him manically twitching, making faces, and dancing around. It's so over the top that I never saw the character, just the performance. You won't see more self-indulging acting all year. All of these issues, plus a thin and mean-spirited story, make what should have been 2019's most electrifying comic book movie into one of its biggest duds. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1.5 Heath Ledger's.
Thank you, Heath Ledger. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Did a far better job.
R.I.P.
And I'm sitting there and they keep ripping off Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy. I kept thinking, can I stop watching this movie and go watch one of those?
But you didn't leave because you're Movie Mike.
That's right. But I don't fault Joaquin Phoenix. I love him as a performer. I fault Todd Phillips for not helping him shape the performance into a character.
There it is.
Phoenix did what he was supposed to do. He just didn't have anybody helping to guide him.
There's no direction. Right.
And a
basically.
Lot of times the actor right. gets the blame.
Yes. Exactly.
All right, Mike, enjoy your 4 new movies this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be busy.
All right. We'll see you Monday.
See you Monday.
See you then.
Here's the deal. Feeding growing boys isn't cheap. They're bottomless pits. We
love
KX. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Laura. Anita.
Hi, Mom.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, Tom, since you love musicals so much, I want you to play something from Grease.
#94KX. No.
Yes.
Yes.
Look, I know I love your mama.
I know you do.
But this whole, why do we have to play Grease music every single week?
Because that's what we do.
Because it's the word.
It's super fun.
And because it's the word.
The
have you
word
heard?
Is the word that
it's got
you heard.
Groove, it's got feeling.
Flashback Friday, 94KX. You guys just need to stop. I
remember some of my choreography that I did when I was in this show, and I was doing it right
he
now.
He does.
Here's the three generations of Tom
Impressive.
And Laura. You guys are all crazy about, like, Grease and that kind of stuff. When I did theater, we did, like, Brigadoon.
Brigadoon?
How do you dance to Brigadoon? How do you dance to...
I don't know if you do.
How do you dance to Fiddler on the Roof other than, if I were a rich man,
tradition, tradition.
There you go. And what was one of the other ones? Oklahoma, where the wind comes whistling down the plain.
A little Surrey with a fringe on top.
There it is.
Yep.
The difference
Pretty Little Surrey
between Matt's theater experience and mine. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Mark Lawrence for coming up with this next little bit. He's an amazing producer when he has the time, when he's not reading the news. Throughout the week, you hear constant announcements of what high school football games will be on all of our stations because nobody does Friday Night Lights better than SBC.
That's
There's
right.
no doubt about it. Selins Grove plays on Eagle 107.
They do. Yes, they
Lewisburg
do.
Plays on 100.9 The Valley. And Touchdown Chicago plays on News Radio, WKOK. Well, Mark has put together one of those promotional announcements that has gone a little awry. So check this out.
The Chicolemy Braves play on WKOK.
Touchdown Chicolemy!
WKOK, hello. The Braves host the South Columbia Tigers this Friday.
Oops.
Sorry. The Braves take on Holy Redeemer this Friday night. Sorry, go back and forth. Right? The Braves host the South Columbia Tigers this Friday. All right, here this is. The Braves take on Holy Redeemer this Friday night. Join Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie at 6:30 for the pregame with kickoff at 7.
That is just funny
That is just
stuff.
Awesome That's stuff.
Awesome.
Yes.
So in case you are confused, like announcer guy there, the Chicolemy Braves are not playing South Columbia or Southern Columbia.
No.
They are playing Holy, whatever he called it, Holy Redeemer.
Holy yes. Redeemer, not Holy Cross. Yeah, they play Bucknell on Saturday at homecoming.
So, yes, it will happen in Berwick's Chrisman Field tonight. And I almost feel like going.
I will be there. We'll have complete coverage tonight. Yes.
I almost want to go because I used to play for Bishop Hoban before they became Holy Redeemer.
Well, we've got an extra scene in the WKOK Jeep with me and the Chief and Kevin. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe I could ride along because
yeah,
I'm kind of excited about the game. I promise if I go, I will root for both sides because we are a Chicolemy affiliate. But there'll be a little part of me that wants to root for Holy Redeemer. But at the same time, they changed the colors. They changed the mascot. They changed the name because that's what Catholics do when you have to consolidate. Everybody
yes.
changes. You people over at St. Michael's realize that. So here you have it. Holy Redeemer plays Chicolemy tonight. And that announcer goof was just hilarious.
Yes, that was fantastic. Well
Hats
done,
off,
Mark
Lawrence.
Yes.
It was epic.
Epic.
Hi, it's Ellen from downtown Lewisburg, inviting you to the Lewisburg Fall Festival.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX on a Flashback Friday, flashing back to TV last night.
The Oakland A's could be moving to Las Vegas. Finally, something boring to do in Vegas.
Custom officials in Los Angeles announced that they seized over $2 million worth of counterfeit sneakers from a cargo shipment. Said customers, you mean those weren't real? Adidas?
Flashback Friday is on.
94KX wrapping up a Flashback Friday. Gosh, that was fun. She's a brick house. Hey, we're painting Valley pink. You know that by now. We're doing it all month in October. But what you might not know is the new feature we call Drinks for Pink. And we're heading to a new location in Lewisburg next week.
Just added to the calendar, Drinks for Pink. On Wednesdays, we wear pink at Civil War Cider in Lewisburg.
All right, so we hope to see you there, right along the main drag there. If you haven't been there, it's a really cool place.
Very cool, very chill. It will be pinked out for this event, but their cider is top-notch, and I have it on good authority that the Crozé, which is a cranberry rosé cider,
hello,
will probably be a drink feature.
Because it's pink enough.
Because it's pink enough. And of course, we'll be hustling for tips, all for the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health. I'm going to share all the details right now on the 94KX Facebook page.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Sean Carey.